Dear Islamic brothers and sisters, we offer salah on a daily basis, 5 times a day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُصَلِّي صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعٍ صَلَاةَ مَنْ لَا يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. When one of you offers salah, do so like you are a departing person who knows he shall never return to it again. When a person offers salah, he should turn his full attention to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave everything else. Now, what goes inside our minds? We all know what we do. When we're offering salah, some of us are calculating business expenses. Some of us are thinking about household chores. Or if we have children, we constantly keep on worrying about them. But what we're not doing is focusing on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam utilized the example of a departing person. This refers to someone who believes that he shall never be able to offer salah again after his last. Now, if we imagine this, that maybe this prayer is our last prayer, how would that make one of us feel? That would make us terrified. Why? Because two things. Maybe we're not good enough. Maybe we did not do good enough. Maybe we did not offer the prayers properly. Thinking about this, then offering the salah might help us in the day of judgment. When such a thought is recalled, one's mind will encourage him to sever the connection with all distractions. It will spur him to concentrate and attain humility, which is the spirit of salah. Dear Islamic brothers and sisters, take this hadith into consideration and offer salah with the ultimate humility possible. Sever all connections with everything and focus when praying salah. This will help us attain good deeds and it will get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.